I'm Pat Feltball, blues host here on WBFO, and the Jeremiah Johnson Band will be headlining Saturday's Blues Bash here at our studios, and I recently had a chance to speak with Jeremiah about his roots and this week's show.
Go ahead and hit me, cause I'm already busted. Just paid off my truck and the floorboard is rusted.
You hail from St. Louis, a city with a pretty good blues pedigree.
That's right. I'm born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm a St. Louisan. Spent 10 years in Houston, Texas, playing down there for a while, and then I came back. So most of my life, I've been in St. Louis.
Who or what tipped the scales for you and got you interested in music?
I went to see Alvin Lee from 10 Years After when I was about, I don't know, maybe 13 or 14 years old. And my dad took me to see him, and I was so blown away by it that I remember riding home that day and telling my father that I want to learn how to do that. And so and I think it was really just the joy that I could see he was having and the fans were having and the intimate setting. And I just thought, wow, that's something really cool. I've always been a blues music fan as far as, you know, all the traditional classic blues players. But I guess seeing something like that live at that age was pretty inspirational.
There ain't nothing wrong with a little southern drawl.
And you have some country music influences as well.
You know, I grew up at a time whenever my grandmother would sit us down and we'd watch Hee Haw on television, and there used to be actual real live performances from real musicians back in the day on TV. And so I've got a lot of those type of influences too. So, and once again, I think they're still saying the same things. They're telling the same stories. You know, like Hank Williams is singing, telling the same story as B.B. King. It's just a little bit, the music's different, you know. And I think that's, you know, a really cool thing about music in general. But, you know, the blues genre, there's a lot of different directions that it's going right now. And I'm happy to see that because in the end, it brings fans back to the original blues, you know. So if you want people to know about the older blues music, you know, that maybe was during the 50s and 60s, the best way to do that is to draw them in and then have them go, well, where did you kind of get that idea from? And then they can go look back and see, well, I learned that from so-and-so, you know. I don't know. I enjoy it all.
So what can we look forward to this Saturday?
We're going to be bringing up a four-piece band. It's going to be Bennett Schaefer on drums, Jeff Girardier on bass, and Frank Bauer on sax. Frank is the guy that plays on our Blues Heart Attack album. And then, of course, myself. We've been going touring around with this four-piece now for a while, about 6 months. And we've been, you know, pretty happy with the results. You know, it's a four-piece band, but when you got a really good sax player, you know, we can pretty much cover all the bases and make it a pretty entertaining show. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you know, I'm honored that we get a chance to do this, and you can count on me giving it 100%. You know, we're gonna put on a great show, and you know, I'm just, as always, just thankful. You know,
Jeremiah, thanks for your time. Have a safe trip up here to Buffalo, and we'll see you soon.
Yes, all right, man. You take care. Thank you so much.
And that's Jeremiah Johnson, who'll be headlining the Blues Bash at the WBFO studios this Saturday night. We hope to see you there. I'm blues host Pat Feltball for WBFO.